there was this real sky is falling mentality that if we don't protect the commercial sector of downtown Fairfield come this arbitrary deadline of July 1st, which actually doesn't exist because we've already implemented these regulations consistent with the statute, then the town of Fairfield as we know it on July 1st, 2026 would self-destruct and crater into itself because there would be no parking spaces at all available.
So this is just a snippet of a almost 2-hour planning and zoning meeting in the town of Fairfield. And Fairfield was one of the towns that was efforting to protect certain areas after a July 1st law took effect. And this had to do with parking requirements. And of course, it's the state's latest effort to try and create more affordable housing, which is, I think, a bipartisan goal. We know we need more affordable housing. And there was, my understanding, an effort by some commissioners in Fairfield to try and protect especially the downtown area, the shops and restaurant area, the Post Road area, if you will, and the beach area of Fairfield. Despite efforts by a couple of the commissioners to do so, nothing essentially did pass. And we now have July 1st in the books. And so I wanted to be able to talk to this commissioner in particular, who you just heard there, Peter Capozzi. And Peter joins us now, and I really appreciate you, Peter, being willing to talk on the air about this, because to your point, we want to hear from every side of the argument on what's going on, whether it's a planning and zoning meeting to what goes on in towns and cities all the way up to the state level. And so that's something we pride ourselves on here on WICC, and I appreciate you being part of the conversation. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me on. And it's great to meet you, and I appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, feel free to correct or modify or fix anything that I have or am going to say, because I am not one of the planning and zoning commissioners, obviously. So I kind of defer back to the experts, if you will, the people who are part of this team. But am I right in saying that there was an effort to try and better protect from this kind of parking requirement legislation, try to protect certain areas of the town, but it didn't go through?
Yes, it's a complicated question. And the first thing I'd like to say is that I really do respect and have great reverence for my fellow commissioners. I'm obviously a Democrat, but the Republican commissioners are very smart and care passionately and deeply about the town of Fairfield, as do we all, which is why I think our meetings can sometimes seem a little heated, but we definitely respect each other, and we do try to work together in a bipartisan way. And to your point, Commissioner Randolph is working, our co-chair is working very closely right now with Commissioners Braun and Monahan to identify these parking mitigation districts in a way that speaks to process and working with the town planners to identify these areas in a bipartisan way, in a way that serves the town and set them up. But yes, the statute, Public Act 25-1, allows for each town in Fairfield to identify two parking districts that comprise 4% each, or up to 8% of the land area in the town, as exempt from the regulation that the law sets forth, if that makes sense.
It does. It absolutely does. And, you know, and as I was watching this process kind of unfold in Fairfield, so just so you know, Peter, I have, Fairfield holds a very special place in my heart. My parents still live there. I grew up in Fairfield, went through all the public schools and everything. So I do love Fairfield.
Oh, me too. I grew up in Fairfield as well. My parents moved us here in 1981. So
okay.
Fairfield is near and dear to me as well.
There you go. Fantastic. I'm glad that we share that. And when I was watching this kind of unfold, it did seem like there was at least an effort to say, especially when that special session happened in November of last year, you know, hey, what can we do? How do we get ahead of this? How do we make sure that if we need to protect the livelihood of the businesses downtown in Fairfield, the restaurants, so on and so forth, how do we do that effectively? And it seemed like there just wasn't an overwhelming response to that other than a couple of commissioners. And I think, you know, you brought up Commissioner Randolph. I agreed with him where he said, you know, you can't just make shift things or go off of a Facebook page that only has certain viewers. I agree. But why sure. wasn't there an effort then on a bipartisan basis to create, you know, a traffic study, for example, or really, you know, see what could we do before July 1st?
Well, Melissa, I don't know if you had the opportunity to listen to the July 2nd meeting where Mark Barnhart, who is the director of Fairfield Economic mm-hmm. Development Commission, spoke to these questions. But I think there needs to be, I think there should be an understanding of the distinction of what exactly the law, Public Act 25-1, speaks to in terms of parking. So what we are talking about right now with the mitigation districts is pertains only to residential developments of 16 units or less. And so the question we as a commission were asked to consider wasn't so much about, quote unquote, protecting the town, because I think we would all agree that as the reason we ran as commissioners is because we love Fairfield and want to protect it and see it flourish. The question is, which areas are most likely to have residential developments happen that are 16 units or less? And so in the downtown Fairfield area, that is a thriving commercial district. Mm-hmm. And so one of the areas that the town planners identified for us, and again, to Director Harrigan's point, they're not making recommendations so much as identifying areas for us to consider. But one of the areas that the town planners identified was the area around Fairfield Beach Road, the sort of Fairfield Beach area at large, as being a place where Fairfield University students tend to rent short-term rentals. And so given the unique economic attributes of the town of Fairfield and the population, it's less likely, very less likely, that a developer is going to build something that doesn't have sufficient off-street parking, unless it's in an area that may be rented, that may be open to rentals by university students and where there is limited land to begin with. And that area is the Fairfield Beach area. So that was something we were considering. But as you know, I voted along with Commissioners Braun and Monahan to implement their plan, because I believe in working across the aisle and working in a bipartisan way. And I was listening to what people in the town were saying and what their concerns were. But if you listen to Mark Barnhart in the July 2nd meeting, he did say, and I quote, "I don't know that it would have a significant impact one way or the other," meaning protecting, quote unquote, the commercial area, based on the fact that based on a number of factors, but primarily the fact that downtown Fairfield is a commercial district that is thriving, and there are very few to no vacancies available that would lend themselves to a residential redevelopment of that commercial district. So that's kind of the question we are considering.
We are chatting with Peter Capozzi, who is on the Planning and Zoning Commission for Fairfield, and we are talking about the July 1st law that took effect. And it has to do with parking requirements when creating more housing development. I wanted to go back.
Well, Melissa, just to clarify, it has to do with a lot of things. It's a huge piece of legislation that's well over 100 pages, and parking is a very small part of the bill, albeit a very important one for the town of Fairfield.
Yeah. Now, the reason I bring that up, though, Peter, was, and to be fair, you asked if I watched the July 2nd meeting. I did not. I was away for the July 4th, so I haven't.
Sorry, June 2nd meeting. If I misspoke, it's June 2nd.
Okay. So was the June 2nd meeting the one that you voted with the other two commissioners?
No, that was a later meeting.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So you're referring back to the Mark Barnhart. Yes. Okay. So the Mark Barnhart comments that happened. Okay. You had said July 2nd. So that's, I wasn't sure if
yes,
Mark came back.
I apologize if I misspoke. It's
you're
June
fine.
2nd.
No worries. I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. Got it. So
sure.
Yeah. So then I have seen all of that. I've seen what Mark Barnhart was saying. A lot of that was referenced back into the later meeting that I'm referring to back with when you did vote with the other two commissioners to pass something to better protect areas. Am I okay in saying that?
Yeah, and my goal in voting with them was, as I said, to work across the aisle in a bipartisan way, and to say, you know, I hear you, fellow commissioners. I hear what various people in the town are saying, and you know, let's make a good faith effort to do something, and pursuant to the law. But again, to Mark's point, which I took very seriously, which it was that. This is not something that, in his opinion, and his expert opinion, I might add, that is really going to move the needle one way or the other in the commercial district of downtown Fairfield. So that was the thinking.
So I guess my question then, Peter, I have a couple of questions, is why then vote for it? Like, I understand, obviously, the effort of saying, you know, I'm voting, you know, to
well, the
show.
The reason I voted for it was, as I said, to work in good faith on a bipartisan level. But really, the plan that Commissioners Braun and Monahan put forward protected a good portion of the Fairfield Beach area. And that was really my concern, based on the available actual data that the town planners very kindly provided us. So my concern was less about the commercial area, which I agreed with Mr. Barnhart was really not at imminent risk at all for having developments happen that are 16 units, residential developments that are 16 units or less that would be built with no parking that would then endanger available parking available to the commercial establishment, the beloved commercial establishments in our town. I saw that they had identified as part of their plan major sections of the Fairfield Beach area, and so that was my thinking as well, to say, okay, this is an area that I do believe should be protected. But again, I don't believe that there is a really, you know, time-sensitive, imminent threat that these types of developments are going to spring up in Fairfield or have applications come across into the TPZ, because it just hasn't happened.
So, Peter, with all due respect, though, you do see where there's a real disconnect. I mean, so I'm just going to play a quick clip. This was, for me, very hard to understand the comments that were made versus the votes that were taken.
We're citing a study that was conducted unofficially, saying things like everyone said. The population of the town of Fairfield is 66,262. There were under 600 respondents to that poll. That is not everyone. That is 600 people who were incited by a Facebook group and one-sided slanted media with no official studies done.
So it's hard to say comments like that, would you agree, but then to vote for it? Because I think there's a disconnect there.
Well, Melissa, what I was speaking to was this sort of effort to speak to people in a way that was not rooted necessarily in the actual law and the data. And what I was speaking to was a comment that Commissioner Braun had made where she said, everyone wants this. And she was, I believe, rooting that comment, everyone, in this, in a study that was, I believe had, the last tally I heard had just under 700 respondents in a town of well over 60,000 people. So I was speaking to the fact that, you know, using the word everyone, pertaining to a study, I wouldn't even use the word irresponsible, but I would say it was not accurate.
So then why didn't
our job as commissioners is to balance to hear people and to balance what we know and the information that we're receiving and to make the best informed decision we can in the best interest of the town.
No question. And I think that that's totally the goal. Should always be the goal. I agree with that, Peter. Why then, when this passed in 2025, why didn't Fairfield do a study? Why, like, so I did notice in the latest meeting that, you know, there seemed to be bipartisan agreement in the idea of let's do a traffic study. Let's actually do. Why didn't we do that in November of 25? Like, why did we wait for this till we got to the deadline of, or I shouldn't say the deadline, but once we got to July 1st, which seemed to be the date that a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people were concerned about, not just in Fairfield, but across the state. Why didn't Fairfield do a study then? Why in that time did we not see a study done?
Well, that's a great question, Melissa, and I actually thank you for asking it. And I think if I refer you back to the June 2nd meeting, Mark Barnhart really articulated that point, I think, very eloquently. And there is, I'm sure you're aware, a very, very large planning document called the POCD, which stands for the Plan of Conservation and Development, which we as a town are mandated to pass every 10 years by state statute. Now, our latest POCD, I think, is people may disagree about it, but I personally believe it to be a very well-reasoned and comprehensive document, forward-looking document for the plan of Fairfield. And as a part of that document, there is a recommendation. It's not a binding document. It recommends initiatives and goals for the town in a very measured and data-specific informed way. But as part of that document, part of the POCD, there is a recommendation that the town of Fairfield do a comprehensive parking study. So that is definitely on our radar. It is definitely implemented in the POCD. But the question you're asking, I think, speaks to why didn't we do a parking study very, very narrowly focused on these mitigation districts versus doing a larger comprehensive parking study that would speak to that point, but also speak to parking needs assessment across the entire town of Fairfield for much larger considerations, including commercial development, residential development, a vast number of questions. And those things are very expensive. And thankfully, Mr. Barnhart identified that the Economic Development Commission has as a part of their goals and what they're working on, they want to at least partially fund this study. My short answer, my long-winded answer is that we're definitely working on funding that study and considering how that study should be implemented, and it's a definite goal of the commission. But to suggest that we, undertake that kind of a vast study in a very short period of time when these mitigation districts are not. In Mr. Barnhart's identification, they're not like an imminent threat to the town where we need to act in a knee-jerk way. This is something that should be very, very comprehensively considered.
Okay. So admittedly, Peter, you lost me a little bit. But it sounds like you guys want to do some kind of a study potentially. Is that the easy answer? Is that still something you would like to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's identified as part of the POCD, which is our forward planning document. And we want to do in the POCD, it identifies, and we are on board, obviously, with doing a comprehensive large parking study across the entire town.
Got it. Now, my final question, Peter, because I know I've run out of time, is I know you and other commissioners had mentioned in that meeting that, you know, July 1st wasn't like, you know, the whole world was going to explode that day. And I agree. However, my understanding is that, you know, without any kind of protections in place, developers kind of have more free rein than they would have if protections were put in place. Is there any truth to that?
yes and no. We as a commission, the July 1st deadline really spoke to when the law went into effect and by which time the individual towns, including Fairfield, had to have adjusted their local zoning regulations to comply with the provisions of the new statute. So we had made those adjustments in February and March. So there's nothing happening July 1st with respect to Fairfield that's particularly concerning or that needs to happen because we were already in compliance with the statute. And to that point, Melissa, we have not seen any applications whatsoever since March since we adjusted our regulations to comply with the new statute. We have not seen any applications by any developers for any residential developments of 16 units or less with no parking. So they have had months to start applying for those types of developments, and we have seen absolutely zero. So I think that speaks to the general consensus that this is not something to be massively concerned about. It's something to be aware of, and we're working, as I said, Commissioner Randolph is working with Commissioner Braun and Commissioner Monahan to create districts that work for the entire town and working on a bipartisan way. And we're on it, and we're working on it.
Okay. Peter Capozzi, unfortunately, I have run out of time for at least this segment, but we are certainly going to continue following this story, not just in Fairfield, but across the state and kind of the aftermath of the July 1st legislation going into effect and what that's going to mean. Thank you so much, though, for having this conversation with us here on WICC today. We'll continue the conversation on a later date. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back.